This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict. Sanctions against the Russian Federation for its depredations of Ukraine. And then this mystery. Bloomberg reporting. An oil tanker loaded with Russian crude idling off the coast of Ghana for 2 weeks. We're told in the body of this report that the tanker Theseus left the Russian Black Sea port of Novorossiysk in late January and then traveled down the coast of Africa and now just idles off the coast of Ghana, not loading into storage banks into the Tema oil refinery. There's a mystery here, and Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution is my guide on this mystery, because what we're witnessing is entrepreneurship, globalization. Michael, how so? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. And this mystery has been just explained today by the International Energy Agency. They issued the March report for 2023. And what happens? There are two transitions. One is between crude oil and liquid petroleum products, refined products such as diesel and others, because the Russian crude exports not only remain intact, they increased, but Russian petroleum products can no longer be sold on the world market, and so third countries in North Africa, in India, China, other countries, they are buying Russian crude, they are building refineries, and they are producing refined products. And in the meantime, the shipments remain of crude waiting for the new refineries, and that's how oil remains on the ships. Another thing is that by design of the sanctions, Western countries, G7 and the European Union, they want the world oil supply remain intact. They want to punish Russia, but to punish the Russian budget, that Russian revenues declined, the price cap imposed on Russian refined products and Russian crude oil. But they don't want Russian oil to disappear from the world market. And so the global supply should remain intact, and the global supply is 101.5 million barrels a day. And so what happens that the Russian crude goes up, the Russian refined products go down, and the shipments by the design, they allow mixes. And so if you kind of use the metaphor, you use a bucket of some oil from other countries to add to the barrel of Russian oil, it's no longer officially Russian oil. It can be sold. And so this happens in high seas. This happens when small tankers from Russia come and the oil, large international tankers fill up with oil. Now it's legal. It's allowed to be sold. And altogether what happens, that the Russian crude is sold and the refined products are produced by all these other countries. And in the meantime, these shipments wait for these mixes.
So if I understand correctly, the European Union knew this was going to happen, that if you mix oil from, say, Algeria or Libya with a tanker full of Russian oil from the Black Sea ports, it's no longer sanctioned oil, and you can sell it or resell it or finance it or provide insurance for the ships without fearing punishment by the EU. Is all that correct?
It is by design. It is, that's how they wanted it. Not only they know and allow it, that's how they wanted it. And so if you look at the numbers, the International Energy Agency tells us that the total oil Russian export declined by 500,000 barrels a day. But the crude export increased by $650,000 barrels a day. So this means that the refined products collapsed. So Russia receives less for its budget. It sells crude at discount, and other countries fill up the gap.
I see. Now, when we move to another story that indicates that in this period of transition, it used to be that Asia, particularly India and China, paid more for a barrel of oil and for refined products than was paid in Europe or the Mediterranean basin. now is paying less. And I think you've explicated this over the weeks. That means that India and China are now in charge of the price of oil. They're getting a good deal. And this is a boost for their economy. I think that's the brag. Boost for the economy. Was that an intention or is this an unexpected consequence?
It's globalization. It was not an intention, but it's an implication of the design of the sanctions that they allow other countries to buy a discount, make refined oil, refined oil products, and sell them to the United States back and sell them to Europe. The European Union is now buying refined products, diesel and others, made from Russian crude, buying from India, buying from North African countries. Egypt plays a big role. And at the same time, because of this transition, the Russian oil revenues, according to the International Energy Agency, fell by $12 billion in February 2023. That was, again, the intended effect.
Now, this part, this is so romantic, Michael, people coming up with ways around sanctions. A large industry has grown up, and what I find, who knew this existed? It's called Fender Care Marine, specialist for over 25 years, ship-to-ship transfers. Fender Care Marine, I'm reading from the website, is the world leader in ship-to-ship STS transfers, having provided safe and efficient STS services for 25 years. With the best ship-to-ship infrastructure in the industry, Fender Care Marine is able to provide customers with the complete STS solution, from the highest quality equipment and experienced personnel through to conducting operations for both import and offshore STS transfers. In other words, we're witnessing here a business boom because they're transferring oil from a little carrier to a large carrier off the coast of Spain. And everybody knows this is happening, even though Spain is banning the use of Fenders, the purchase of Fenders. It's going on around the world. Do I read this correctly?
Yes, it is a port called Sueta, which is a Spanish territory on in Morocco and on the coast of Africa. And it is a major port, has been historically for oil shipments. And this is going on there, that the large tankers come, and there are certain regulations like you described, and they use this transition from Russian crude to international refineries. But as a result, the Russian Ministry of Finance reports that there is a 45% decline of revenues, tax revenues from Russian oil and exports, and that was the intended effect.
I note from the Fender Care Marine, they indicate the locations where STS is practiced. It's a Belgium, Cyprus, but we come to, how do you say that, Ceuta, Spain?
Sueta, S-U-E-T-A.
They list it as a place where you do ship-to-transfer.
Right.
So even though the intention was to limit the income for the Kremlin in order to choke off its war effort, other people have come up with workarounds. The oil is flowing, money is transferring from the rich to the poor, and there are services that never imagined that they would be called upon, now flowering. Michael Bernstam, who is my reporter on the events, the financial events, beginning with the war in February of 2022, to the innovation of what Michael has taught me is globalization in 2023. This is CBS Eye on the World, and I'm John Batchel.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchel.